Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Come into the
Fountain. This is episode 261, and today we have a very special guest. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from somewhere near Liverpool in England, and we're going over to America via the switchboard in New York to join our special guest in just a few moments. It's John Lucas, and he's going to do instant miraculous healings, and he removes the imprint of pain for any callers who call in. And so if you're in pain right now, call in and speak with John. Before we bring him on, though, we won't be able to join up with Gary today because he's off on one of his little jaunts. But we're going to have a great big group hug because this is a worldwide co-creation and we send love, light and healing all around the world. So we're going to link up with the next person to us. We might not be able to see who they are, but we know that they're there. And we're going to send healing into their heart. And we're going to have a great big cosmic kiss. Here we go. Oh, did you feel that? Right, and a group hug. Okay, then, before we bring our John Lucas on, we're going to play a song. I mean, it could be magic, but you never know. I don't think it is. It's a genuine healing.
My And there goes Gary Barlow in Take That. And can you believe that Take That used to support our group, Genetics, a while ago? In fact, Gary Barlow actually sang down my microphone because my husband used to do his sound. I suppose I should auction that off. I should get loads of money for that, shouldn't I? Anyway, okay then. We're going to bring John on. I better just unmute his mic. Are you there, John?
I am here.
And where are you today? Oregon, did you say?
No, I'm not. I guess it's kind of back and forth from Sedona to Santa Fe. So
Arizona, riding, that was it.
Right now, I'm just sitting out in the sun on my computer and my phone.
Oh, you're so lucky because like England likes to do, it's absolutely heaving it down here. It's dark, cold, and raining. So I envy you sitting out in the sun there. Lovely. Oh, so do you want to tell us a little bit about your work before we bring the callers on? I better just give them the call-in number for anybody who wants to call in. It's 646-929-0461. That's 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, I'll have to mute you again, John, in a minute if you don't stop making a noise. Okay, just for 1 minute, it's 001-646-929-0461, and that is if you're calling from outside the United States. Okay, so tell us a bit about your work, John, because we've got loads of callers waiting to speak with you.
Okay, well, I've been working on people for many, 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 many years, and used to just do hands-on work. Now I don't do hands-on work because everybody I work on is in some other part of the country or, you know, the world.
Yeah, world,
so
yeah.
there really are them and their pets. I work on their pets.
Yeah.
Clear their houses out of things. And they generally contact me. They'll contact me for anything, whether it's a migraine or, a back pain or, viruses and infections, and I never make any claim. I just delete these frequencies, and it just takes me a second. And it has been a process that has been developing more and more over the years, and I think it's about getting close to as powerful as it will get. My body just keeps processing things at an atomic level, and it seems I'm able to do more and more. And I always thought the results were great, 10 years ago. Now it seems even better and even faster. The lady who did my website, she had a radio show, and I erased the frequency of her migraine when she called me back to talk about the show. And she hasn't had one. It's either 4 or 5 years, and she did my website after that.
Right. Well, that's good, isn't it? Well, the thing about quantum healing, you can just do it anywhere to anyone, can't you? And as you said, you can even clear the houses out.
Yeah, and this goes, farther than quantum. It does go into holographic patterns, and it goes beyond that. It goes into the atoms. It goes into the what an atom explodes. What's that called? Fusion. And it goes deep into levels of fusion, such as atomic energy and the releasing of the power. And this is something that's just been occurring lately. This is a whole new development. So it's taken it to a whole nother level. And I know that's not easy to understand. It's complicated, but I've dealt with the complications, and now I'm processed so that I can do this. And I tell people, look, you've tried it, you tried this, you tried that for your pain or for your diagnosis, whatever your diagnosis is. Why don't you try this? If there's no frequency or imprint on any level, and you can even feel a result, pretty much instantly, why not try it? Now, many people don't. They'll hear me on show after show, and they still don't contact me. And some of them hear me one time, and they tell all their friends. Because everybody is, they're different in the way that they hear things. And I just say, you know, you can go to someone and pay them for 30 years for problem after problem, or you have an option, and you can contact me, and I think you'll see amazing things happen. Whether it's, you know, whether you have a knee pain or a back pain or an old injury or acne, whatever. I don't make claims. I just leave these imprints, and then people say, well, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. So
yeah.
even broken hearts, but I don't think we're going to get into that today. We may do a show on that sometime totally if you want.
All right. So, well, we do have callers on the switchboard, and I do not know why they're calling in. So shall we find out why Tony called in? Shall I bring Tony on? John?
Yes, sure.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are you still there, Tony?
Hey, greetings, everyone. How's everyone doing today?
Hiya. Great to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, I was calling because I was experiencing pain in my knees and in a my right elbow.
Right, pain in your knees and in your right elbow.
Are you in pain right now?
In my right elbow, if I extend it, you know, down, all the way down, I will feel pain.
Okay, so. You had that for a long time, have you?
I've experienced it recently as far as, you know, feeling the pain. I'd say it was like a recent development, me feeling it.
Okay, check it and see how it feels now.
Feels a little bit better. I mean, I'm able to extend it without the sharpness of pain.
Uh-huh. Well, that's pretty fast, wasn't it? But
yeah.
that's generally what happens. Is it the pain all gone?
It's not all gone, but
it's going.
Yeah, I feel it.
It takes a few seconds for the body to cycle things in the system, but I like instant results. I don't like any pain there at all. So I'm thinking it'll be gone totally, and we'll check it once more before we go. See if it's all gone.
It's definitely numb. I mean, I feel it, but it's as acute as it was before I poked it.
Well, just give it a little time. Let your body work on it just a little bit, and I think you might see no more pain there. That's what we want, and. We'll probably want to give the people my email and website to at some point. I just thought of that.
Yeah, I've just typed in the chat room www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com.
Yes, you did. I just looked. That's right. Okay.
Okay. So that
I was busy talking.
www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. Okay. So what we could do, actually, is just put Tony back on mute for a few minutes and bring our next caller on, and then we'll get Tony back on again in a few minutes. How about that?
Okay,
Tony?
Sounds
okay.
We'll just mute you for a few minutes, and we'll bring the next caller on and come back to you, see how your elbow's doing. All right, then.
Okay.
Right, because next, I think it might be Tabitha we have next, is it? Is that Tabitha?
This is Cindy.
Oh, hi, Cindy. Sorry, I got your name wrong. Okay, Cindy, do you want to tell John why you're calling today?
Well, yes. Whenever I injure myself, I always injure myself on my right side of my body. And if you want to know specifically right now what's bothering me is I banged like the bunion area of my toe on a clothes rack many, many years ago. And every time I wear certain shoes, it inflames it over again, and then I can't bend that toe.
Okay, so is it hurting right now or inflamed right now? And you
I went
it.
Hiking yesterday, yes.
Okay, is that your right foot?
My right foot, yes.
You just like to kick things, don't you? Okay.
I just tripped.
Somebody just sent something here and said that I'm afraid the site's link has something wrong. Says server not found. I just went into my website after I received that, and it's up and it's fine. So it could be your computer, whoever that is. Okay, I just worked on your toe. See how it is. I was working on your toe while I talked.
Yeah, it still has a little inflexibility and pain to it.
Yeah. And things like that can take a little time. Inflexibility,
mm-hmm.
stiffness, tissue that has been stagnant for a long time.
Yeah, I'm sure it's scar tissue, yes.
Crystallizations. I don't get scar tissue as I'm testing you now. But
okay.
See if it moves better. See if it moves better now.
Well, let's see. Well, it's still stiff.
Okay, well, stiffness can take a little time.
Yeah.
But did the pain go away?
Well, it feels like there's less there, definitely.
Uh-huh. On a 1 to 10 scale, you tested, it was like a 4.1 injury. So that was, and you had that for a long time, so that's, you know, that's pretty significant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See if
I'm
it's better. See if it's better now.
Oh, it's still stiff.
Okay, that's going to take a little bit of time then. That stiffness is just that way, and tissue has to limber up. Circulation has to come back in there. Getting rid of the pain and the cause of the pain first, and then the body takes care of the circulation going into the area. And that just does take a little time.
Yeah. So does that have anything to do with everything else on the right side of my body as well? If you have an injury in one spot, does it affect lots of other parts?
Yeah, it can affect a lot of things. It depends. Your big toe can affect your spleen energy and your liver energy. It can. Doesn't mean it does.
Yeah.
But everything does affect everything to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
That can affect your neck if you know, hurt your toe at the joint. So it's all linked. That's why I have people, you know, contact me and I erase a lifetime of stuff. Everything
mm-hmm.
at once. I just do it all at once. So you're feeling better. The toe's feeling better. And give the stiffness a little time to work its way out.
Okay.
Well, that was quick.
Well, everything should be quick. I'm waiting for somebody to call with something real big and real bad. they call with what they call with, you know.
Oh. Okay, then. So, shall we leave that with you for a little while?
Okay.
So, thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay, thank
and
you.
Do you want us to bring you back on in a few minutes and see if the numbness has worn off?
Thank you.
That's a good
okay.
idea. Good idea.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we'll just mute you again for a little while, and we'll bring Tony back on, see how Tony's elbow is doing. Hi, Tony. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
How's your elbow?
Yeah, it's doing all right. Like, if I do, like, a straight 90-degree, like, lifting down where I was feeling pain, I definitely do not feel that pain anymore, which is amazing.
Wow, that's
great.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
You know, there's so many kinds of pain. I know there are a lot of people listening to this show. I mean, we've done, what, 8 shows? I know a lot of people are listening.
Yeah.
And many of them think, well, it can't help me. Or they're just not thinking about the pain that they've been experiencing maybe 10 years, 20, 30, or 40 years, whether it's
mm-hmm.
aching all over from fibromyalgia or something that keeps cropping up, you know, periodically, or just a back pain or an old knee injury, or bladder infections. Everything like that is a pain. An infection is a pain. It just has other root causes. And every frequency at any cause can be just erased from the chalkboard. Virus frequencies can be erased. And I tell people about, you know, the scares they give about viruses and stuff out there in the world. It doesn't scare me a bit. I mean, I've been erasing those frequencies for years, and you know, they're all the same. They can tell you they're big and they're bad, and they do have genetic complications in some of them that have been messed with by the powers that be, but those can all be erased.
Well, can I ask a question?
Yes, ask a question, Tony.
Yeah, please.
Sure. I'm curious. Would you say like vaccines themselves have a frequency that can be erased?
Yeah, absolutely. I've erased all that stuff in me. You know, I erased the smallpox vaccines, polio vaccine, tetanus shots I had long ago. All of that's gone. All of that is gone for me. My allergies are gone. Don't have those. Used to have migraines. Don't have migraines anymore. Used to have low blood sugar, then high blood sugar. I think my blood sugar is pretty much normal. So I have been the route of suffering things, many things that I won't even get into. I won't get into those probably unless I write a book at some point, because they're controversial, and you might say there are evil things that come against some people, and I have deleted those things out of myself.
Wow. Well, and would you...
Brilliant.
Sorry,
go on, Tony.
I've worked on, I'm thinking of somebody right now, who had implants, and people listening out there, you know what I'm talking about when I say implants.
Right.
And some of you, they start implanting when you're just a little kid. And I remember one lady, I deleted the frequency of the implants, and a few days later she came and she showed me where they were coming out, and these nodules on her hand and stuff. She said, you know, they're leaving the body, and sometimes usually they just disappear, but you know, she had a cleansing effect, and some of them are spiritual implants and some of them are actually physical implants, but they're all implants and they're designed to do things that are not good for you. So don't tell me the things out there in outer space that people think are our friends and buddies. They're not. And I know this from absolute experience. So many people are suffering from that. They're suffering from Morgellons, you know, all these different things that are created that are absolute evil concoctions. And I say, you know something? There's hope. And it's not, in my opinion, in some kind of chemical, just erasing of the entire blueprint from way before you were born to now in your body now. It's complicated and technical, and it's done in seconds.
Wow.
That's amazing, isn't it? Amazing.
Wow.
And as for injections, don't have them. I mean, there's a big scare now about this Ebola, but the conspiracy
yeah.
theorists are saying that it's all a hoax to get it to have injections.
Right.
So
well,
don't have any.
Yeah. I would never take anything like that, and if they forced me, I would delete the frequency of it before they put it in my body. So it would be saline. It would not. There would be nothing there.
Well,
that's what they come after
with needles.
well, you know, there you go. I tell people I wouldn't do it, and I know. Well, I don't even know the total power of this work. I basically know the power of it. And I know I've done all that and can do all of that. And none of that stuff is scary. I know there's a thought I have, and I keep losing it about that and vaccinations. But, yeah, you can't pay me to take any of that stuff. You don't have enough money.
Gotcha. I got two more questions, if nobody minds.
No, that's fine, Tony.
Do you have any other callers?
We do have other callers, so we'll just make them quick.
Because I want to take as many callers as I can, because, you know, they need to get in and we need to do this for them also.
Oh, yeah. My last question basically was just about cancers. I'm assuming you work with cancers as well.
I don't diagnose anything. I just leave frequencies. But gotcha. I remember one lady, her daughter said she got a walk down the street, and she was nearly 90 in a wheelchair, and the next day she's walking down the street. So there you go.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Wow, that was brilliant. 90. Anyway, thank you so much for your call, Tony. I'm going to put you back on mute.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. Yeah.
Thank you. Because we're going to see how the toe is doing. How is the sore toe?
It's actually improving. You know, as I walk around, it's definitely, I mean, I couldn't hardly walk on it today. So I'll give you a thumbs up on that one. So will it continue to get better?
I will not make a claim. you're seeing it get better already, so
yes.
Go with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Circulation is going in there and taking care of business.
Yes, I think so. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for your call.
Okay.
And thank you, John. Okay, we'll put you back on mute, and we'll bring our next caller on, an area code 609. You're live on air with John. Who are we speaking to, please?
Hello, John. This is Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha.
Hello, Tabitha.
How you doing?
I thought we had you a minute ago.
Yeah, and I got disconnected somehow, but I'm on, so I'm thankful. Okay, John, I have a lot of pain everywhere, but one of my main things is I'm a drug addict, and I really wanna stop using this drug, and I wanna move forward, change my life, and I'm having a problem with this addiction. And
you might want to call me for a lifetime deletion, because we're not even going to touch, you know, anything in that area. I'm just doing pain here, but for, you know, things like that, just put together all the frequencies of the body, harmonize them, delete the toxic frequencies of chemicals and poisons and injections and all that, because there are many causes of the symptom that you're having. It's not necessarily one thing causing it. That's why a lot of mental counseling doesn't generally take care of things like that. So write down the website and my email address, and, you know, contact me if you want to, and I'll work with you. That's the only way I would work with you on that. Otherwise, I would simply delete a pain for you, you know, right now.
Okay, well, what about my hunger pain?
No, we're not going to go with that. We're physical pain.
Oh, okay. Well, my kidneys?
Are you in pain? Are you in pain right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm in pain. I have my feet hurt. I need surgery for them. Everything all hurt right now, but my kidneys is bothering me, especially my right one.
So your back is hurting you, your low back?
My kidney.
Well, I hear you say your kidney. That reflects to the low back also, the iliopsoas muscle, which is a kidney muscle. So when people say they have a kidney hurting, well, I say, well, your back is probably hurting too. You get a low back pain.
Yeah.
On the same side? Well, it could be either side.
I have bad kidney stones, and in the center of my back from an accident. So a lot of things is going on, but
Yeah. We should do a lifetime workup with you. But let me see. Which kidney are you talking about in pain?
The right one right now. That's
right kidney. Let's see if we can get rid of the frequency enough here to. Okay, see how it feels now.
I can feel something going on. It feels a lot better. I feel like something around in there is moving, like it's trying to get out.
Uh-huh. Well, you said you were in pain. Is the pain gone?
The pain is, yeah, the pain, oh, yeah, it feels a lot better. Oh, definitely.
Oh, there you go. And look, after we did this work today and on your kidneys, please drink, you know, 5 or 6 glasses of water a day.
Okay.
Very important. You probably do not drink enough water. What I hear is your body's very toxic. Your kidneys are overloaded, and a lot of things are overloaded, and your system is very acid. That's why I say, please contact me and let's do this right. But
I'm looking at your site, believe me.
Yeah, we did your frequency on the kidney, and you're feeling better, but I want you to be sure and start drinking the water.
Okay.
Okay, like 8 ounces 5 times a day.
Okay.
And more if you, a little more if you, and if you can. 6 of those little bottles that people carry around. Those are like 16-ounce bottles.
Okay.
I carry those around all the time. I have a couple of them right here. Start flushing your system.
Okay.
Because your kidneys is going to be flushing debris since we did this, so you're going to have to do the water, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you so much for your call, Tabitha.
Thank you.
Okay, you can contact John on www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com.
It doesn't hurt.
Okay. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, you know, people are surprised, really, every time they're surprised. The phone will go silent while they're looking for the pain. And especially if you have a real bad pain and it just stops instantly, and you may have had it for years. So, like I said, instant miracles, they're a present time thing. And I spent many, many years of this becoming what it is in me. And so, anyway, I'm ready for someone else here. Good to talk to you, Tabitha.
Oh, thank you.
If you're still there, yes. Hello, Jeannie. Hello.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much. I was just putting Tabitha on hold. Thank you so much for your call, Tabitha. Contact John on his website, beyondhealingjohnlucas.com, and we'll bring area code 661 on. Are you there at 661? Is that you, Jampy?
Hello?
Hello, are you Jampy, calling from Brazil?
It's me, my dear. How are you doing?
Hiya, great, thanks. See you.
Me too a lot. Yeah.
So how are you
calling
doing?
Calling from Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil, yeah, I told you.
Are you in Sao Paulo or where are you?
I am in Sao Paulo, unfortunately.
Okay, wonderful. So
Rio is far better.
So tell me what's going on.
Actually, I had several issues that I'm dealing with during the past years because I was diagnosed HIV positive in 2003 and other treated with homeopathy. But
okay.
Let me just tell you.
Let's only deal with the pain today.
Because you've got other
things going on, and you might want to really contact me so I can do a lifetime deletion. But if you have a pain, let's go with one pain today.
Okay, I have a pain on my because I have fat glass on my liver. And I had pain on my right side of the belly.
Okay, just give me one pain.
Okay. But I could barely walk yesterday.
Yeah. So where is your pain?
My pain now is on my mouth because I have all my lower maxilla was rebuilt after that accident. And I have pain every time. And I have pain.
So you have, okay, you're telling me more than I need to know here. Let me just go ahead. You said in your mouth, your lower maxilla. See if the pain is gone.
Yeah, when the pain is gone, but what was worrying me a lot because during the weekend I could barely walk because my both legs were aching.
I understand all of that, but you might want to contact me contact me, email me, because we can't deal with it now. We need to take some more callers. I wanted to get rid of one pain, and you said this maxillary pain is gone, so maybe you can contact me later personally, and we'll maybe do some more.
Okay. I contact you through your website?
Absolutely.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Jonathan.
Glad that pain is gone.
I love you all. God bless you, and it's a pleasure to be back on the show. But I've been away because I got a severe sinusitis for 2 weeks, and I've been in bed. But now I'm okay.
Oh,
okay.
That's good. Okay,
well, I hope to hear from you.
Yeah,
we'll,
so it's a pleasure
we'll mute
to meet
you for a minute. You too.
Okay.
Nice to hear you again, Jumpy. We'll mute you for a minute or two while we bring another caller on. And if we've got a chance,
okay,
we'll come back to you. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Are you
okay?
Okay,
I'll see you
alive. Brazil? Thanks a lot for that. Thanks, Jumpy. Okay, and we'll bring the next caller on, John. And
well, that's
maybe
great.
We'll...
He said his jaw pain. His jaw pain was gone, so
yeah.
I hope he contacts me. You know, a lot of people have a lot of pains all over, and they want to tell me all about all of them, and I just can't listen to them. I don't need to. And
no,
basically wanted to get rid of one, and you know, he has some real complications there, and I'd like to see him really well. So I know he's going to look at the website. Maybe he'll contact me.
Yeah.
But anyway, the jaw thing went really quick, and that's just amazing, because that can be with you for a lifetime.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
Okay then, so we'll bring the next caller. Thank you so much for getting rid of Jumpy's jaw pain, and we'll see who is on area code 917. Hello, who's speaking on 917, please?
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm from New York.
What's your name, love? I didn't catch your name. Sorry.
Sarah in New York.
Sarah, was it? Sorry.
I heard it. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Sarah, you're live on the air with John, if you want to tell him, you know, where your pain is.
Well,
hello, Sarah.
Hi. The thing is, I fell, same tooth and fell, and fell on my face. So I still have swelling and pain under my cheeks and inside my nose. Actually, it's hard for me to move my nose. It doesn't hurt as much anymore now, but if I press on it, it hurts me. But it's hard for me to move my nose.
So are you in some pain there?
Well, it's not constant anymore, but the thing is that
let me ask you if I do something here, can you tell a difference? Would you be able to tell a difference?
I can move my nose, so I can wiggle it because I can't. It hurts me to wiggle it.
Okay, well, I don't generally wiggle my nose, so I'm working on that right now. That whole area, I'm just doing work on the whole area. It's a whole facial area here. Let's see how it is now. See if it feels better.
It feels a little lighter. You know, like I don't feel so much pressure on my face.
Yeah, and it's like the lady a while ago with the toe thing. Things take just a little time if you've got a lot of, you know, congestion in there and stuff like that. Which it sounds like you had that also with all the trauma that you suffered.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Is it feeling better now?
It feels a little bit better. It does, because I can stretch my nose a little bit further now.
And that's pretty fast. So just give it a little time, a few minutes. If you want to stay on the line on side, you're great. But I think it's going to make major change. I won't make a claim, but I think so. And that's done.
Will my nose get straight again?
I will not diagnose or do it, make a statement like that. You just watch and see how it does. Just like the lady with the toe. You just watch and you see how it does. And people are generally amazed. So just give it a little bit of time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Give it a few minutes.
Okay, Sarah, we'll put you on mute and come back to you in a few minutes, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll just put
great.
You on back on
yeah.
mute. Well, we'll take the next caller, but thank you for that, John. That's great. All right, then, so we've got area code 703. You're live on air with John. Who's speaking and where are you calling from, please?
Shelley from Virginia.
Hi, Shelley. Have you got a pain today?
My pelvic region, because I had a mass removed, so my lower belly area.
Yeah.
That's where I was experiencing some pain.
Are you experiencing that now?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it was off and on, so had it just right before I called.
Do you have it right now?
Right now, I'm not feeling so much pain now.
Okay. Well, I already worked on it, so.
Okay.
You know, so watching and see if it comes back. It, my opinion, it probably won't come back, but.
Okay.
I already did the work.
All right.
Sure,
thank
is.
You very much.
So, do
you're
you want
welcome.
To walk about for a few minutes and just see how it goes, Shelley?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll put you on mute, and we'll bring you back on. Okay. So, we haven't got any more callers just at the minute, so I'm going to give out the number again. You're free to call. It's 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. Well, we'll get back to Sarah and see how she's doing. And so we'll bring Sarah back on. Are you still there, Sarah?
Yes, I am.
Hiya, how's it going?
I feel, it's a little bit better. I mean, you know, just because I really couldn't move it too much. I couldn't pull, I couldn't use my muscles too much because they weren't going anywhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, my nose
yeah.
muscles. My face is sensitive to touch if I press on it, which I don't like to
uh-huh.
do. But it's a little bit better. I mean, I can use my muscle now to move a little bit more. My nose.
Well, if you press on your nose, is it still tender?
Not.
Yeah, there, see. Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, so it's not tender. Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, because if I bumped it, it was tender.
Yeah, you got to quit bumping it. Okay, so you touched it and squeezed it and whatever, and it's not tender anymore. And that's what that's what I wanted to hear, yeah. It's what I expected.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, all these people out there are out there listening. I'm thinking, why don't you just call in? Because I know they're listening. And what are you getting today? You're getting something for free that nobody else on the face of the earth that I've ever known can do. And, yeah, sure, you contact me for other work, you know, lifetime stuff. But, heck, you get something for free here. Even if I never talk to you again, you've got something. And I know some of you, you're living with pain. You've lived with 20, 30, 40, 50, maybe 80 years, you know, depending on how old you are. And you're thinking, yeah, you're just listening. And, like, you know, he can't help me. Go ahead and call. I think you're going
to
be surprised.
Nothing to lose.
Everybody
to lose
else, that's right. Everybody else is surprised. They're always surprised. I'm always surprised that I'm doing this, and it amazes me. And I guess that's a good thing. It keeps me liking my work, and it keeps my ego very small. No bad ego, anyway. And, you know, if you're out there, please, here I am.
Well, there you go.
You know, people out there, they've got the flu, you know, or they've got, you can name any disease. It's all got an imprint, and they'll tell you most of them are incurable. I don't claim to cure anything or treat anything. Just erase the chalkboard of all these imprints in your body and in the cosmos, and you watch what happens, just like you did for a whole day.
Wow. It's amazing, isn't it? I'm surprised that the switchboard is not jammed right this minute. Anyway, We'll just put Sarah back on mute. Are you okay then, Sarah? You happy with your nose now?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Brilliant. Okay, yeah. Then. So thank you for your call, and I'll put you back on mute. And
all right.
If it will. And we're going to bring Shelley back on, see how Shelley's doing. Are you still there, Shelley?
Yes, I am. And I'm not feeling anything right now, so that's good. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Wonderful. Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Hey. You
thank
too.
You.
Yeah,
thank and, you.
And another thing I wanted to mention again is I have an emotional treatment. And they look at the website under services, they'll see it. I think it's no, and I'm going to change my website significantly soon and make it much more simple, but it's still pretty simple. Harmonization of relationships. What I do as part, as just a part of that, is I erase all of your broken hearts. You can have a bad broken heart, and when I do this, I expect you instantly to say you cannot get the pain anymore. It's so far it never fails, and you know you can have many broken hearts. You know, from your mama dying, and husband or wife beating you up, all sorts of things. Your pet dying, terrible things can happen to people, and they never ever get over it. And when I erase this, I expect you to be over it. And you will not be able to get the bad feeling back. Same way with post-traumatic stress syndrome. You know, whether mm-hmm. it's from some kind of shock, whether you'll go to battle in war or shock of an accident, a car accident, you name the shock, post-traumatic stress syndrome can stay with you, and you're always reacting. You know, you walk into a certain store, you always feel horrible, and you feel scared because something happened in that store to you, something like that. And after I do the work, you should walk in the door and no problem. Like, it is gone.
That's brilliant. So I've just actually had next week's guest has become ill, and so she won't be here next week. And that was Kathy Hughes, so we're going to reschedule her show. So how would you like to come next week and do your Broken Heart show?
Oh, you were reading my mind when you said that. I'm thinking, are you really going to say it? Because that's what I'm seeing. That sounds fantastic.
I have no free dates now until February. Every week is booked up. So if you want to get your Broken Heart show done, we could do it next week because Kathy Hughes is not well. So how about that? Shall we do that? Schedule a show for next week for broken hearts, to people to call in with the broken hearts? Okay. Right then.
Because
are
women
there,
are very...
Then?
I'm still here.
All right.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I usually think of women. Men have them too. But
yeah.
I always see this picture of women with broken hearts. And women talk. Women talk to other women. If you have friends out there, they have broken hearts, tell them about this show. And tell them we're going to do that show. And the guys too. If they're, you know, guys listening, there are obviously some guys listening from Brazil to everywhere. So
one fella
contacted me from Helsinki who heard the show. So tell everybody, because I can't tell them all, and if you don't tell them and you know they've suffered and they've been divorced or somebody died, you know, a child died, all sorts of things can happen. Just please tell your friends that we're going to do that show, Broken Heart Show. We're going to erase them.
Well, someone's in the chat room saying, C-Lock is saying, can you erase my broken heart? They're looking for a long-term relationship. I've just put, can you call in next week? But if you like, we could bring them on now if you like, John. If they're in the
next
studio.
Week.
Next week instead. Okay, then. We've no more callers just at the minute. So if anybody wants to call in, you're welcome to call in. It's 646-929-0461. So, what would you like to do? Would you like to chat about what else you do, or would you like me to play a video or a bit of piece of music? What would you like me to do, John?
I can chat a bit, I guess. I know my website will be changing as soon as I get around to it, and it'll only have maybe 7 protocols instead of 16. It's more powerful, it's consolidated, and it should read even better than it does now. And like there's one called birth chart deletion, in harmonious birth chart. That's going to be more of a deletion of the imprints of your life that keep things happening to you over and over, the same things. You know, maybe things happen all the time, the same thing, or maybe every 10 years or every 28 years, the same similar thing happens because you're in a pattern. And I will erase that pattern that keeps coming up so that it should not, you know, happen again. And
well, that
sounds
brilliant.
Yeah, these are patterns that affect your emotions and your mind and your body. You might trip over things all the time. We would want that pattern erased. So I just take the whole pattern of your existence and erase that and then imprint with a harmonious pattern.
Yeah, because they can be from a previous life experience, can't they, as well?
Well,
it doesn't have to be from this life.
Things pass on from ancestors, and you know, people they'll get visions of things, and they'll say, I was somebody in a past life, and I say, wait a minute, my testing has shown me something else, that we pass on generation to generation to generation to generation the imprint in our atomic structure and our genetic codes of all the things that have happened to everybody in the past. And what I do is I erase that. Now, I call that your past lives, because they were lives of people who lived, and it all passes down from Adam and Eve to whoever. Noah. Some people don't believe in all that, but my testing says it's real. And it goes all the way back. So things just keep building and building and building in people. So they will relive experiences that they never really had. It's just somebody in the past had it, and it comes up in their atomic structure at some level. And so they re-experience it.
Well, before I bring the next caller on, John, could I ask a question that someone's asked in the chat room? And the question in the chat room was, how are you able to tell if implants are in a person?
Well, generally they tell me. I can do my muscle test and check, but they can tell me. They'll know if they have implants.
How do they know?
Pretty much, you know, whether they have an infection in a certain area or a little nodule somewhere that just shows up, like a little tiny thing. A lot of these implants are on the ear, happens, but they put them all throughout the body, along the spine, inside the solar plexus. These suckers are evil, and you can live your life being controlled by them and not even know it. And I can check for those things. But it's nice if you already know and tell me something's going on here or there. And then I'll check it and see if that's what it is, and then I erase that frequency. Just like the lady I told you a while ago, they just started coming out. They just started going out, and these little sore things just started coming out of her body. And her neck pain was gone, and her back pain was gone. And so they will cause you many traumas, and they will control you and lead you in directions that you do not want and don't even know they're doing it. They are not our friends.
Right. I'll bring the area code 502 on, and we'll see what sort of pain they have. So area code 502, you're on live with John. What's your name, please?
Hi, both of you. My name is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Have you got a pain at
the
minute?
Hello, Carol.
Hi.
Are you in San Francisco?
No, I'm
502.
That's Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay. Well, it was similar to some California area code. So, all right.
Oh.
So what is your pain?
Well, I don't know if it's from nerves or what. I've gone through a lot of stuff. I'm a caretaker of my ill husband, but I'm coming out with like a sore spot, and it won't clear up, and I don't know if it's just the candida yeast problems we can have or what.
Candida albicans. So what is it, a sore or is it a sore spot?
A sore spot. I've been putting medication on it, and sometimes it breaks and bleeds.
That sounds, you might want to contact me. Is this happening now?
Yes.
So is it hurting now?
Yes.
Okay, so this is in the pelvic area, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, let's just, I wonder what that frequency is. Well, anyway, I'm deleting it. Okay, let's see how it feels now. Tell me how it feels now.
Well, let's see.
If it was hurting you before, you're going to know if it stops hurting.
When I press in, it hurts.
Yeah, when you press deep into the tissue. Was it just hurting anyway without pressing it?
Sometimes.
Was it when you called here, was it hurting without touching it?
No.
It wasn't hurting, okay. Well, you might want to press it and see if it feels better now.
It's a little different.
Well, you might give it a little time because this was deep in your tissues.
Okay.
I've done the work. Give it a little time and see how it does. My guess is it will go away. But it was deep in the tissues and it's tested like inflammation and.
I don't know if a lot of stress brings something out like that.
It checked his genetic viral frequency, so see how it does, and let me hear from you.
Do you know if a lot of heavy stress brings out things like that?
If you don't have it in your body, it can't bring it out.
Well, that's true, but I mean from stress or infection or.
Those things can make the body have other symptoms. Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's erased from your body, I don't think you're ever going to have a symptom.
All right. Well, thank you for your
help.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol, for your call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good luck. You can always contact John on www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. Okay, we'll put you back on mute and bring on area code 402. And you're live on air with John. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Sharon, and
I'm
in
Sharon.
Nebraska. Hi.
Nebraska.
Yeah, I need some healing.
You mean people
for
still
myself,
live in Nebraska? My goodness.
I know.
I like Nebraska.
People live everywhere.
I like the cornfields.
Oh. Yes.
I sure do. Well, tell me what's going on with you, Glenda.
I have got, besides, physical back issues, there's something else going on with my cells and my energy level and sores on my body.
My suggestion is contact me, email me, and let's
talk and see if you want to do, you know, lifetime work. Is there a pain that you're in right now? Specific pain?
Yes, I've been having headaches.
Do you have one now?
Yes.
Where is it? Temple, side of your head?
It's like from my neck all the way around. Temples, but the back of my head as well. Feels like my brain's swollen.
You get those often?
No, just the last couple of days.
Oh, just the past couple of days.
Where it's been like this, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you get headaches anyway. Is that right?
Right. And the other thing is the sores.
Right. So the headaches, are they always on the temple?
Behind it. Around the, you know, sinus area, but then in the back of my head.
Okay, let's just see if we can clear this from your voice and see what this just goes away. Okay, see if it's better now. See if it's gone.
No.
That was a big no, and loud. I'm wearing a headset.
Because it kind of got, it was kind of getting worse.
Yeah.
And I know that that happens with healing. You know, I know sometimes things get worse before they get better. It hurts.
Well, maybe. No frequency, no imprint. Let's see if it's better now.
No.
Okay, I'm not. You're just going to have to give that one some time.
Can I ask you about my grandson?
No. Oh, yeah, you can ask me about him. Yeah, go ahead, ask me about him.
Well, my grandson has been diagnosed with something called HLH, which is an immune, and it's really serious. He's going through chemo, and I just don't know that that's what it is, and I'm very worried about him going through chemo, and he's only six.
Yeah, well, they will diagnose you with all sorts of things, and I can't tell people not to go to them, but, you know, then they chemo you, and then they knock your immune system down further and further. I know that road, but, you know, people will do what they will do, and I am not allowed to tell them not to. If you wanted, I will work on him if you want me to do the lifetime thing, but you'd have to contact me. But people do have me work on their relatives and their pets and everybody else, so they don't have to know that I'm doing it.
Right. I don't have any money.
Uh-huh.
Let's
not get into talking about that right now.
Okay.
Not here on the air. Let's see if your head is better, because if it's not, I'm really surprised.
Maybe a little.
Uh-huh. Poison, very deep poison. Okay, well,
you know,
I've
suspected that I've been poisoned. Toxic stuff.
Uh-huh.
Do you pick anything like that up?
Well, I don't pick things up. I'm actually doing tests and checking the body. So when I really do extensive work, I can check everything from vaccination, pesticide, insecticide, you know, chemtrails, fungicide, you name it. I can scan it, check it, and then just erase the whole bag of tricks.
Right.
So you probably have a lot of them. Oh, you got a big block. You're blocking me is what you're doing. Hold on. You had a big wall up around you. I was having trouble checking you. I was wondering what was wrong. Something's going on in your life. I recommend you contact me for it, but I'm still erasing layers of this wall. You've got a big, big, some kind of wall up because of something that's happened in your life. This is not a psychic reading. I am testing this. And there. Now I can get in. See if your head feels better now.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
You might want to contact me and give it some time, because when this happens, there's heavy stuff, and I'm used to heavy stuff, but other work is necessary.
How do I contact you?
Well, I have a website and an email address.
Okay.
So I can give you those. The website, did you write those down a while ago, the website? No?
Do you want to mention it, John, or shall I?
Sure, yeah, I'll go.
Oh,
Beyond
okay.
Healing. It's beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. Beyond Healing, John, JohnLucas.com. And the email address, it's on the website, but I'll give it to you anyway, it's LucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com, and that's spelled LucasLucAdams@hotmail.com.
Now that's Lucas dot Luke Adams.
No, it's Lucas Luke Adams, LucasLucAdams.
Okay, got it.
LucasAdams at hotmail.com. Yeah.
Got it.
No extra dots.
Okay.
So see how you do, and hopefully that will get better. I expect it to. You may need
okay.
some deeper work, possibly. You may need lifetime work, which is done in one session. So, but see how it goes.
Yeah, it
okay.
doesn't take a lifetime to do it. It just means that John does an in-depth treatment.
Yeah, it takes minutes to do it, but it's a lifetime of injuries, trauma.
Got it.
The frequency of the injury, trauma, candida, you name it.
Yeah, I got
it. Whiplash, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for your call, Sharon.
Thank
and
you.
And good luck with that. And I do have a question from the chat room, John, if you don't mind answering it. And Joel is saying, hang on, wait, will I find it again? It's gone up the chat room. How do you trigger self-healing from an external place?
I do it because I am me.
No, how?
I cannot tell you how.
Right.
I can't tell you. Even trying to tell you would take a whole book to write, and it would be complicated. And when they ask me that, I don't know what to say. I know I can do it.
You just know you can do it. Yeah.
I can walk through a crowd and know that all the people in there have healed of things and they'll be healed. You know, we're just doing one person at a time here and one thing at a time.
Mm.
But you know, this is really not limited.
No.
And I can't tell you. Hey, this is not a therapy. And I can do all the therapy. I can do polarity, Jin Shindo, auriculotherapy. I can do all these therapies that people do out there, and it's been a road. All of that has been a road of getting to where I'm doing what I'm doing. Yet this now has become something that it's not a therapy. It's just therapies. You work on somebody, you work on them again, you work on them again, and maybe things heal up, maybe they don't. This is erasing things, and it's an ability to.
Yeah, and it's the intention, isn't it? It's the intention that someone...
There is an intention there, yeah.
Yes.
I don't really even pay much attention to it, but yeah, when you say that, I can feel the intention. Yeah, intention is absolutely there. I can intend for one thing, or I can intend for hundreds of things at once.
Mm-hmm.
Never know what they all are.
Can I just interrupt you and say that we do have another caller, and we've got 11 minutes left, so shall we just take the next caller very quickly?
Okay.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you there, John, because in mid-flow. I just hate it if we run out of time. And we've got area code 562 online. What's your name, please? Hiya.
Hi.
What's your name?
Rondrea.
Rondrea?
Yes.
Oh, it's a lovely name. And do you have a pain, Rondrea?
I don't have a pain, but I was told I had a blockage. And I wanted to see if he can see a blockage for me not getting pregnant.
If I can see a blockage for you?
Yeah. Do you do body scans or?
Do I do what? I couldn't hear you.
Body scans?
Body scanning. Body scan.
Well, I'm not going to diagnose a blockage or anything. I don't diagnose. I can't do that. I can't do that in this country. I don't need to, and I'm very strict about that. I will not even think of diagnosing or telling you I'm going to treat a certain disease. You can tell me you have disease, okay. I can do a test for frequencies and eliminate frequencies and imprints. It's up to you to tell me if a disease is gone, but I can't. I won't make a claim. I could, but I won't do that. That's not permissible. If you think you have some kind of blockage, then you need to go to somebody who can, you know, tell you that, I guess, in a medical format, something like that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Rondrea. Do you not have a pain at all, Rondrea?
Do I have what?
A pain anywhere.
No, I don't have a pain anywhere.
Okay.
When we're off here after the show, I want to talk to you about a reason why one of these people didn't get their result.
Right.
But not on the air.
Okay. So thank you for your call, Rondrea. And if you've got any emotional or heartache or anything like that, we do have another show next week with John, and he's going to be mending broken hearts. So emotional healing is the order of the day next week. And so anyone who's got any problems in that direction, could you phone in next week, please? So I've really enjoyed the show, John.
Oh, great show. I've enjoyed it, too.
And so next week, unless we get another quick caller now before we go, I'm just going to play a little bit of music while we just chill out to this North American Indian ceremony to Mother Earth. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, then. Unless we have any questions in the chat room, any in the chat room or anybody in the chat room want to call in? I'll just press play on this Native American track because it's beautiful. Okay, here we go. Thank you. That was the Native American and Indian ceremony to Mother Earth. That was beautiful. Well, we want to thank you, John, for being our very special guest today. And we want to thank everybody out there who listens in or calls in or gets in the chat room, because you all helped to co-create this live Healing Fountain show. So thank you once again, John. It was absolutely brilliant. And I'm looking forward to next week's show, when John's going to be here again with instant and permanent pain relief for broken hearts and emotional pain. So call in then. So thank you so much once again, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks
I'm
a
still
lot.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to next week's show. We've been threatening to do this show for ages, haven't we?
Yeah, we have
to do
threatened
the broken
before.
Heart show. Yeah. Okay, there, then.
And there are people who have, you know, requested that, so we'll do it.
Yeah, great. So you can contact John on www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And we're going to say goodbye and God bless and play out with Time for Miracles, because it's always Time for Miracles when John's on. See you next week. Bye, John.
Bye.
Thank you.